Section 2. You will hear a talk by a tour guide about the city of Florence. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16.
Thank you for attending my talk on Florence, one of the most fascinating cities in the world. It has a population of 374,500 and has many world-famous attractions. Florence is situated on the banks of the River Arno and is the capital of the region of Tuscany, which lies between the Tyrrhenian Sea and the Adriatic Sea. It is a lively and bustling city, with much to offer the visitor in terms of architecture, art, culture, and cuisine. The city was founded by the Romans in the 1st century BC. In the 15th century AD, it came under the rule of the Medici family, and it was during this period that many of its most stunning buildings were built. In the 18th century, the Lorraine family took over power. Florence is home to one of the greatest museums in the world. The Uffizi Gallery. The Uffizi was originally built as offices for the Medici family. Actually, Uffizi means offices. But right from the beginning, the family set apart certain rooms for their art collections. Today, visitors to the Uffizi Gallery can see masterpieces by both Italian and foreign artists from the 13th to the 18th century. These include Giotto, Leonardo da Vinci, Botticelli, Michelangelo, Rubens, Rembrandt, and Durer. The Vasari Corridor, which connects the gallery with the Pitti Palace, houses an interesting collection of self-portraits by various artists. It was built in 1565 and takes you above the Ponte Vecchio or the Old Bridge. The National Museum, Il Bargello, is situated in one of the oldest buildings in the city and one of the most stunning in the whole of the country. Originally the residence of the chief of the police, it became a museum in the mid-19th century. The Bargello is particularly well known for its sculptures and its rich collection of masterpieces from the Tuscan Renaissance. At the History of Science Museum, a significant collection of scientific instruments can be seen, a legacy of Florence's interest in science that started in the 13th century. Both the Medici and the Lorraine families showed a great interest in the natural sciences and maths, and, because of this, collected scientific instruments. One of the highlights of the museum is the exhibition of original instruments used by the great scientist Galileo Galilei. The Boboli Gardens are set on the slopes of the Boboli Hill and cover 320,000 square meters. The park contains fountains, statues, a theater, and areas suitable for pleasant walks. The gardens were opened to the public in 1776 and are now one of the city's most popular attractions. The design of the gardens was used as a basis for royal gardens throughout Europe, including the gardens at Versailles in France.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20.
There are many other places to visit in the surrounding area. Siena is a stunning city of winding streets and impressive architecture, much of which can rival that of Florence. The heart of the city is the Piazza del Campo, where the famous Palio horse race takes place each year. A short walk to the south takes you to the nearby town hall, where there are frescoes by the artists Martini and Lorenzetti, Another of the town's attractions east of the town hall is the bell tower. This can be ascended for wonderful panoramic views of Siena and the surrounding countryside. From the bell tower, a short walk through the city streets takes you to the cathedral, which also houses many paintings and sculptures.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3.